Drivers are making their way down Hurley's snow-covered Silver Street. Iron County Development Zone Director Kelly Klein says abundant snowfall keeps tourists coming back, but it's a trek. He says being tucked back in the Northwoods both draws people in and drives them away. Around 7,830 people lived in Iron County before the last iron ore shipment left Hurley 50 years ago. The county has lost a quarter of its population since then. Klein says GTAC may have changed that.
We rely heavily on the tourism industry and the wood products industry. Those are both very good to us, but adding mining into the mix, I think, would have helped stabilize the population loss. So, yeah, I was disappointed.
And he's not the only one. Sharon Ofsted owns Sharon's Coffee Company in Hurley. Ofsted says it's a loss for families in the area.
There's people that actually want to raise their children here, and that's why we choose to stay here. You know, it's just not all fun and recreation here, and it's sad because there's so many people that are struggling. I mean, making minimum wage, and it's an opportunity that would have helped this whole area.
People in Ashland and Iron Counties may be split over GTAC's plan to mine there, but they agree steady employment is difficult to find, with some working several part-time jobs to make ends meet. Still, Rob Garrington of Ashland says GTAC's decision is a step in the right direction.
I was glad to hear it. I don't want to see the mine. I think for what we would gain from it, it's not worth it for what it's going to do to the environment.
Britton Doolittle of Mason agrees there has to be another way.
And I hope that, you know, the counties can come together and try to figure out a way to sustain people and employment. I don't feel like that was the answer. I just felt like it was a band-aid on an issue that needs to be addressed and how we can create jobs.
Iron County's Kelly Klein says they've had success supporting existing businesses and helping them expand. He says they're also looking at increasing broadband coverage as a means to create jobs. Bad River Tribal Chairman Mike Wiggins says rural broadband, forestry management, renewable energy, and sustainable agriculture are a few options to explore.
When we start talking about those types of things, we're talking job creation that has nothing to do with mining and has everything to do with creating a better home for our children.
Wiggins is cautiously optimistic GTAC won't move forward with the mine. In the meantime, he says the tribe will continue efforts to protect the lake and tribe by examining what impact a future mine could have on the environment. Hurley's Eli Lipsky says he understands people's concerns, but he's disappointed.
I do feel pretty confident the EPA and the government in the state of Wisconsin would have kept it in check and not allowed any environmental damage beyond what would be repairable.
GTAC President Bill Williams says they'll continue to look at the data they've collected to see if they can make a mine a reality. Meanwhile, people living near the Pinokies are wondering how the region will move on with or without mining. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.